Blog Talk Radio.
The Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Hello, successful women. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, November 28th, 2016. And as always, of course, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Well, I want to say greetings and happy holidays again to everyone. I pray that you all had a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving with friends and family, and of course, that you made some time for joy pampering yourself. You know what I'm talking about. The small things that you do to infuse personal joy in your life, right? It could be a bubble bath. It could be, you know, an hour meditating. It could be an hour of prayer. It could be something simple as calling someone to say, I love you. It could be you taking the time just to pamper your nails or pamper your feet. Just small things that bring you spurts of joy, personal joy, just for you. Well, Thanksgiving is over and we are headed to Christmas, right? And of course, this is the time of year for those small businesses that have products and services that really play well into the holiday season. I want to remind you that it's never, ever too late to do something to piggyback off of the holiday season for your business. So if you did not create a holiday marketing plan, if you are thinking that it's too late to actually do something, you're wrong, right? Because you can always do something for your existing customers. Now, sometimes it's a little bit difficult at the last minute to try and market to, your target audience when they have not become customers yet, because it takes a little bit of time and you need to have more exposure, multiple exposures. However, this is a great opportunity for you to come up with a holiday campaign to reach your existing customers. You can tie in a holiday theme. You can send e-greetings for the holiday season to each of your customers with a discount off of your products or your services. You can offer a free service that you have developed just for existing customers, right? And you might have products that you have not gotten rid of yet that are still great products. People would really enjoy them, but you're not quite sure how you're going to use those products. This is a good opportunity to start giving them out as gifts to your clients as well. So there are a lot of different ways that you can say thank you at the end of the year to your customers and at the same time still be able to offer new services and products to your customers. And so use this time to create a holiday campaign just for your existing customers. Well, all of this month, during the month of November, we have been covering our theme, Be Grateful. You know, again, as business women, there are so many reasons to be grateful, from our business connections to just the privilege of being in business and having sound mind to think, to create, to be. And so we chose a topic of our theme for each week. On Monday, the 7th of November, we discussed grateful for being a woman of vision. And then on Monday, the 14th, we discussed grateful for customers and clients. And then last Monday, we talked about being grateful to bless the lives of others. And so if you would like to listen to those particular radio shows, those previous broadcasts, all you need to do is go to successfulwomanradio.com and simply look over in the right-hand column and you'll see the broadcast player, which will list probably about the first four to seven broadcasts, previous broadcasts that we have done over this month and last month. So again, go there and you will be able to listen to all of our shows on the topic of being grateful. Today, we'll be talking about grateful for unlimited business success. You know, when you think about it, there really is nothing that can hold you back from having an unlimited amount of success but yourself. And so we truly do have to be grateful to God for the ability to create, again, to think, to be, to imagine anything that we would like to do in our business and make it happen. So it's really all about us. It's about us really activating all of our gifts, our talents, all of the things that we need to be doing for our business. And so we're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Some ways to be grateful for unlimited business success. Well, ladies, I had a wonderful Thanksgiving. And this year, I actually prepared most of my meal on Tuesday and Wednesday, the 2 days before Thanksgiving. However, what I learned is while I did prepare as the host, I didn't really get a chance to do a lot of sitting down as I would have liked to really talk to a lot of the people that were here for Thanksgiving. However, it did feel good to be better prepared because we were able to get the food out. We were able to eat much earlier this year, so I really, really like this. But the thing that I was grateful for the most, you know, was just seeing all of the little ones, the kids who were not even here a decade ago, and yet they are here now, a whole new generation all around me. And I said to myself, as I saw the kids laugh and play and ask for more dessert, I said, life is truly good. It's truly a blessing to be able to see a whole new generation around me. And that in of itself was wonderful. So I'm truly grateful to exist in this world during this time. And I'm also very grateful for you, the listeners, who have stayed the course and listened to Successful Woman Radio over the years. We will be celebrating 11 years being live every Monday on the air online with Blog Talk Radio. And I'm so, so very, very excited. Hopefully we'll be able to prepare a very special anniversary broadcast and be able to have some people that we had on the show that, you know, really everyone wrote me and said they were fantastic and we'd really like to see them on the show again. So hopefully we'll be able to do that. So again, I'm so grateful for you, our listeners, and know that without you, we wouldn't have a show, right? But for 11 years almost now, you have listened to Successful Woman Radio and you are helping us to make it an absolutely wonderful show. Well, ladies, our book club book of the month is a hit success. People have written me and said that they have gotten a copy of the book, and I'm glad that they have. And I'm talking about the book, How to Think Like a Millionaire by author Mark Fisher, who's also the author of the book, The Instant Millionaire. This is a short read, but it's a really, really good book. And so I will be reading another excerpt from the book today. I also want to send just a big shout out to all of those who are members of Women About Biz. As you know, for Women About Biz, our organization, we will be celebrating 17 years. Isn't that incredible? 17 years at Women About Biz of helping business women to start and grow their business, helping business women to build their personal development skills, and to embrace new beliefs that will help them to become more successful. So I want to give a big shout out to all of you who have been longtime members. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And for those of you that are new listeners, if you have not joined Women About Biz as of yet, please make sure that you go over to womenaboutbiz.com And, you know, just sign up as a free member and become a part of our family of businesswomen. And that way you get to experience who we are, what we do, and then determine whether or not you would like to become a member. You know, we've got some new things coming up at Women About Biz for 2017. I've had quite a few people to email saying, hey, I'm trying to join the Gold membership and I can't sign up. Well, don't worry. Gold membership is still alive and well. However, we have temporarily suspended our membership page because we have new memberships coming out for 2017, and we're busy behind the scenes getting everything ready to present to you our new membership lineup for 2017. So don't worry, it is coming. In the meantime, just make sure that you go ahead and sign up for a free membership at Women About Biz, and then you'll be able to upgrade. It is about 12:10 after the hour, and you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. Well, of course, I want to ask you that all-important question, which is, are you being the driver of your success vehicle? It's very important that you plan out your success journey in two ways. Number one, by focusing on your business goals for the week every Sunday evening, making sure that the activities that are listed in your calendar are actually contributing to the goals that you would like to accomplish by that Friday, right? And then number two, making the necessary changes to move towards positive results. Sometimes as women, we truly can be stubborn. And, you know, even though we know we need to make a new change, we need to make a move, sometimes we'll stay stagnant and we will procrastinate instead of taking a chance on ourselves and moving forward. So those are the two things that you really need to do as you are driving your success vehicle on your journey. Journey, right? And so make sure that those things are implemented. Also included in our lineup for today, 5 questions to help you take control in 2016. Again, a book excerpt from How to Think Like a Millionaire. And I'll tell you about an important upcoming teleclass that you need to be registering for. So again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today. And let's go ahead and get started with our 5 take control questions. Again, our overall theme for 2016 is taking control, and I came up with 5 take control questions that you can ask yourself as often as you need to in order to get more clarity about where you're headed with yourself and your business. Here's question number 1. Am I clear on my business goals this week? Again, as I said before, if you plan on being the driver of your success vehicle, one of the biggest things that you have to do is you have to prepare ahead of time. Know the goals that you want to accomplish every single week. Here's number 2. Have I identified the tasks necessary to accomplish my goals? You know, the tasks are really, I would say, probably the most important part of goal setting, right? Without implementing and coming up with to-do items in order to accomplish your goals, they couldn't get done. And so it's important to identify those tasks. Number 3, am I being the leader of my business? Am I being the leader of my business? Well, ladies, you know that I have shared with you that this is a weakness, that weak area that many business women have, and you really need to pay attention to this question and truthfully answer this question. But before you can answer it, because anybody can say, well, yes, I'm being the leader of my business, but you know, it's always about the proof, right? And the proof really is, do you have milestones? Do you have measurement? Do you have accomplishments that you can identify that you have led your business to the next level? So start by really asking yourself some sub-questions of, am I being the leader of my business? Such as, do I have a position description of what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I clear on my target audience, right? What are my visions that I would like to see happening in my business? And am I driving those visions with goals, with to-do items, right? These are things that are important for us as leaders of our business. And the one thing you need to understand is that as a leader, it's very difficult to be the laborer and the leader at the same time. And oftentimes with us as women, we get those roles confused. We think that when we are laboring in our business, doing that grunt work, doing all of that behind the scenes work, the paperwork, the admin work, the marketing, sometimes we think that we are being the leader. It gives us a false sense of doing everything that we need to be doing, but quite the contrary, ladies. Being a leader means that you're stepping outside of that labor role and you're truly positioning yourself to take the business to the next level by being the visionary, by being the ambassador, by setting the pace, by being the one to create all of the new services or come up with the new product ideas or set new sales goals. But it's difficult to do that and have that mindset when you keep yourself in the labor role. I'm going to be talking about a teleclass that I want you to take coming up on Wednesday, December 7th, and I want you to register because this very thing is going to be really talked about again in more detail. Here's number four in the five take control questions. Am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Again, am I following through on leads, opportunities, calls, and emails? Well, these four things really represent the activity that should be going on in your business day in and day out. You might think of it like a two-lane highway, one going up and one going down, and you know how you see the different cars and it can be busy? Well, that's how it's supposed to be in your business. You're supposed to be getting leads. You're supposed to be creating opportunities for yourself, or opportunities that are supposed to be coming your way. You're supposed to be getting phone calls with people asking you about your service or how can I make an appointment? How can I buy this product? And you're supposed to be getting inquiries via your emails, or you're supposed to be getting emails showing you that you've had a number of people sign up on your website for a particular product or service or sample. And so these activities have to be going on really day in and day out. And if you find that they are too infrequent, that maybe out of the month that you only have a very few leads, opportunities, calls, and emails, then back to the drawing board you need to go, right? Because these are all proofs that you're being the right kind of leader. It is proof that you are marketing your business correctly and that you are in tune with your target audience. Moving on to the number five, last but not least, am I allowing the numbers to tell me the truth? Well, you know, there are two sets of numbers that I always talk about that are very important to me and all business women, it should be. And I'm talking about your business checking account balance, that number. You know, no matter how we hate to check our checking account when we don't feel we have enough money in there, it's important for us to always know what's in that account because we need to use that as fuel to either drive us to correct things so that we can start making more money or to drive us to enhance what we're doing right so that we can increase that balance and make it even higher. So either way, whether you have a number in your business checking account that you're satisfied with or that you like, or whether you're disappointed because that number is too low, there's always an action that you can take to improve both of those ways, right? And then I'm also talking about our cash flow. I am truly a cash flow queen, and I invite you to become a cash flow queen as well, ruling your financial kingdom, which is so very, very important. And I always, you know, invite all of you who are listening on the call to specifically schedule a power talk with me to talk about doing the cash flow because the cash flow is so very, very important. And so I want to encourage you, if you've never prepared a cash flow before, then if you haven't had a power talk with me this year, maybe you should schedule a power talk to discuss how you can prepare a cash flow that is right for your business. Now, I'd like to share with you how to schedule a power talk. Simply go to womenaboutbiz.com. And once you get to womenaboutbiz.com, up in the top red menu bar, right, you will see home, join, member services. You'll see all of the different things that we have available in the top menu. click on coaching. And once you click on coaching, look over in the right-hand column and simply click schedule power talk. Once you click on that, you will be able to schedule a power talk with me, and I will be able to help you with coming up with a good template for your cash flow. That's right. I will do this for you at no cost if you've never had a power talk before. So I'm encouraging you to let's have a talk about your cash flow. The cash flow can help with so many things, but just to name a few, the cash flow can help you with your sales goals, determining what your sales goals need to be for 2017. A cash flow will help you to determine how many clients you actually need in order to meet your sales goals. It will help you to determine whether or not you need to bring on board new services or products. It will also help you to determine how much you need to push your sales goals up in order for you to get the income that you need to have for yourself. So there are so many things that the cash flow can do. And this is why I believe every woman should become the cash flow queen for her business. So ladies, there you have it. The 5 take control questions is all about keeping focused on your goals and knowing the results you want to see. That is what it's all about on the journey of business. It is 12:20 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, guess what? You're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is a great time right now, if you haven't already, to flash over on another line and to share with just one other businesswoman that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air. If you have a pen in hand, have them to dial in to 347-637-2589, whether you can dial in live and listen to the show from their cell phone or whatever phone they may have available. Also, for those of you who are listening from your smart device, be it the computer, your laptop, your iPad, notepad, make sure you give us a shout out on your favorite social media outlet and let them know Successful Woman Radio is live. Now, you can either leave the phone number, which is again 347-637-2589, or you can leave a link for them to directly click on, and they can go and listen to the show live on the Blog Talk page. And that is blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out and together. blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, I'm so excited that Successful Woman Radio will be celebrating 11 years live on the air every single Monday for the past 11 years almost. And then Women About Biz will be celebrating our 17th anniversary coming up in January of 2017. So I'm so excited that those things will be happening this year. I want to go ahead and move on to a couple of announcements that we have for Women About Biz. I mentioned to you that there is a teleclass, our free Lunch and Learn teleclass that I wanted you to consider taking. And I am talking about no other than the teleclass Running Your Business Solo, coming up on Wednesday, December 7th at 12 noon. Now, for many businesswomen, multitasking and running their small business by themselves is nothing new. We all pretty much are solo entrepreneurs. Most of you who listen are solo entrepreneurs. However, the challenges of today's businesswoman are many. And managing your business, especially when you don't have the funds to hire help, guess what? That can become a huge obstacle. So this teleclass is an open discussion call on tips and ways to properly run your business solo without feeling overworked and overstressed, right? I'm going to share with you the importance of a daily operations plan, how to go ahead and work out your strategic plan, which is so very, very important. I'm going to talk to you about why ahead of time planning is vital for solo entrepreneurs. Also, how to set your milestones and start getting things accomplished. And of course, I'm going to talk about cash flow evaluation, staying on top of your cash flow and becoming the queen of your financial kingdom as you move your business forward and make it more successful. So again, that is Running Your Business Solo, our free Wednesday Lunch and Learn teleclass coming up on Wednesday, December 7th at 12 noon Eastern. Now, if you'd like to register for this, then of course you would visit Women About Biz. That's Women About, B-I-Z as in zebra, womenaboutbiz.com. And in the top menu bar, hold your mouse over events and select teleclasses and programs from the drop-down menu. Once there, you're going to see running your business solo. You'll see that information there, and all you'll need to do is click on register and complete the information, and you'll automatically receive the conference phone number and code to access the teleclass on that Wednesday. So I hope that you guys know this is going to be a wonderful teleclass. It really is something that I think will help you to get a little more clarity, have some aha moments about how to more efficiently run your business when you're working it solo. Okay, it is about 12:25 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show. I want to at this time just give you some tips on five ways to market your business on Facebook. You know, it is official. There's nowhere else on earth that you can get more exposure for your business on a consistent basis like Facebook. It leads the pack with more than half of the planet on Facebook. And there are incredible insights tracking features. You can find your target market quickly and advertise at a reasonable cost still. And yes, even organic posting can still be effective for you. But there's one thing I want to let you know that, you know, trying to get the word out to a lot of small businesses, and that is Facebook is not going to allow us to market our businesses on our personal Facebook pages. Facebook wants to see on the personal side, they want to see you engaging with your friends. They want to see you making more comments on your friends' posts. They want to see more organic and general posts from a friends and family perspective. But what they don't want to see is they don't want to see a lot of heavy marketing and advertising of services and products on the personal side. So with that said, you need to know that Facebook is now penalizing you, and it's beginning to roll out. I began to have a lot of my clients tell me that, you know, they got a nudge from Facebook saying that their message would not be shown. So this is what's happening. When you put graphic banners with links going to a business page, or when you put a PayPal link saying buy this now or anything like that, where it is marketing a product or a service, Facebook will probably allow you to put it on your personal page, but guess what? They will prevent it from being shown in the news feed, which is really the nucleus of where everybody sees everything on their cell phone when they're checking out their Facebook and looking to see what's happening. They are actually looking at their news feed, but Facebook is saying, we're not going to let that show on the news feed if you're pushing it out from your personal page, and we feel that it is of a marketing, a sales nature, right? So pretty much at this point, that means that if you're planning on marketing your business via Facebook, there are two ways that you can do that, okay? Actually, three ways. The first thing is you need to have a fan page. And if you haven't noticed it yet, Facebook is now giving you the ability to almost have kind of like a blog type page for your fan page, where you can have additional pages, you can have HTML, website code, all kinds of things, forms on your fan page. So they're wanting you to really get creative and create almost like a blog type environment using your fan page. So if you don't have a fan page set up yet, that's the first place that you need to start. The second way is to market your business through Facebook is, of course, utilizing the Facebook ads. And there are a couple of ways to do that. But the one thing I want to let you know is that Facebook has some really fantastic help sections on how to create ads using Facebook. So the biggest thing you need to know is do not accept or take the actual recommended Facebook ad amounts, because you might see a Facebook nudge that says something like advertise and push this post now for $100 and show it to this many people. Don't do that, right? You want to be in control with the amount of money that you're going to be spending on Facebook. And we're coming up with a really great teleclass to show you how you can take as little as $100 a month and advertise on Facebook very frequently throughout that month and still get some results. So we're going to be talking about that. And then another way that you can market your business is if you have a specific type of service or a particular type of product, you can actually create a private group and invite people who you feel are a part of your target audience or people that may want to know more information about a particular subject or topic or product, and you can create a private group. And it is in that private group that you can have the opportunity to display your expertise and also be able to market and let people know upcoming products, discounts, different things going on. But pay attention to this. You can't create a group just for the sole purpose of marketing. Because when you do, you're going to lose people and they're going to exit out of that group extremely fast. So it really has to be an educational group, a group that you're going to provide education to individuals to as well. And you need to really think long and hard before you do that. So if you're thinking about, you know, I need to, in 2017, make Facebook more accessible to myself and utilize it properly to market my business, you know, go ahead and schedule a consultation appointment with me and let's discuss your overall marketing plan first. And let's make sure that you're prepared. As with anything, I always want to let you know when you're marketing online, it all still goes back to your main website. And if your main website is not prepared yet, then that is really where you need to be starting. Okay. So how does a businesswoman effectively market her products and services on Facebook? Well, first, it's important to know that all sales and promotional type posts from your personal page, again, will be marked and blocked from the general news feed. So I've shared that part with you. But the real power in using Facebook for business, again, has been moved to the fan page. So here are five ways to market, five other ways other than what I've shared with you. The fan page about us section is very important. You can brag and talk about your business as much as you want to. So sit down and consider the keywords that your target customer would search for your type of products or services, and then ensure that your About Us description includes those keywords. Remember, book is highly optimized, and it's the chances are very high that someone will learn about your business just searching via Google faster with it coming up in Facebook than it would on your own website. So this is why that About Us section has to be properly written and organized. Number two, be content smart, right? Posting just to have something to say on your fan page is not going to help you get noticed. Nope, it's going to take some strategy. So you've got to share stories, answer to questions that typical customers, clients will have about your products. Record a 3-minute Facebook Live video and give it a keyword-rich title that can help to index your business on Google. So it's important for you to get in the know about the best content for your business using Facebook. And then here's number three, funny pictures grab attention. You don't always have to use relevant pictures on posts. You can use funny ones too. For example, a hairstylist might show a gorilla eating banana with a post that says, "I go bananas when my hair doesn't look right. How about you?" Click the link below for 30% off of a cut and color. So she's using a graphic item that actually is contrary to what she does, but it's making everybody pay attention. And then she ties it back in with the "I go bananas when my hair doesn't look right. How about you?" question mark. So again, these are the types of things that you want to do, you know, to grab people's attention. And I would say that right now, about 75 to 85% of all of the posts that you do on Facebook need to have a graphic or a video in some way, okay? And I probably wouldn't be wrong in saying that maybe about every post that you do should have some type of graphic or video, right? And don't forget, right now, Facebook is giving extra points to those people who use the Facebook Live on their fan page. So if you do a Facebook Live video, instead of just about 20 to 30% of the fans seeing it, chances are almost 100% they'll allow to see that particular video. Here's number four, two-way conversations. Engage your fans with a question and reward those that answer. Place a picture of the prize that they'll actually receive, okay? And then here's the last one, boost your post. When you post on Facebook on your fan page, your post only shows to about 10% of the fan base, right? It's very low amount, and this is what's upsetting a lot of small business owners. So when you have special posts such as an offer, an event announcement, teleclass, a special product, you really do have to think about boosting your posts. Now, the key is to know that this could cost you as little as $5 to reach your fans and their friends. And this is why I said in the very beginning, you know, when you see those special Facebook nudges pop up that say, hey, for $100, boost your post, don't do that, because it doesn't cost $100 for all of your fans to see your post, right, that you're going to boost. It may only cost as little as $5. However, you shouldn't be spending $100 for something like that. So at Women About Biz, we're coming up with some wonderful teleclasses in January to show you how to do just that. So stay tuned, because the teleclasses are only going to be offered to those who are registered members at Women About Biz. So there you have it, five new ways to market on Facebook. Fan page, About Us section, be content smart. Use funny pictures to grab attention, craft two-way conversations and provide a prize to those people or reward to those who answer, and then boost your post, okay? This is their paid advertising. Learn how to boost posts. And again, be careful when Facebook gives you a pop-up saying, hey, boost this post for as little as $100. Don't do that, right? Absolutely. We're going to go ahead and move on in the show right now. I want to quickly read you an excerpt from the book, How to Think Like a Millionaire by Mark Fisher. I'm going to read from the section, Our Lives Reflect Our Beliefs. Unlimited success comes from an unlimited belief system. Okay, it says to improve your financial situation, to track down a job, to get a raise in your salary, to start a business, to double your income, to become fit and healthy, you have to passionately want to improve your life. You have to take action, adopt precise measures, and change your attitude. This has become a fixed objective. This overriding desire is mandatory to create the life you want. Determination and will are all the strength of what you need, right? An entrepreneur must first have a clear vision of what she wants. A mere dream of what you want is not adequate. Instead, cultivate a desire so strong and a vision so clear that they become part of your subconscious mind. So many people honestly desire to improve their lives, but still fail in their attempts to become successful. The reason is that they have mistaken wishing for wanting. Wishful thinking is far more common than really wanting something. A wish is weak, changeable, and passive. It's not strong enough to overcome procrastination or other obstacles that may arise in the process of getting you what you want. Really wanting something is a spur to action. It does not tolerate delays. It bypasses obstacles. It gives us wings to fly with. He says, one day a wise man was asked by a disciple what it took to obtain wisdom. The sage led the disciple to a river and plunged his head underwater. After a few seconds, his anxious follower began struggling, afraid he was going to drown, but the teacher continued to hold his head under the water. The student struggled even harder. Finally, the wise man let him go just before he would have drowned and asked him, when your head was underwater, what did you want most? To breathe, the frightened boy answered. Well, there you have it. That's exactly how much you want You must want wisdom. Life gives you what you sincerely want. You will become as great as your dominant aspiration. James Allen wrote in his classic work, As You Think, if you cherish a vision, a lofty ideal in your heart, you will realize it. If you content yourself with mediocrity, that is what you will have. Since you are reading this book, he says, you're probably not completely satisfied with your situation. Something is intensely motivating about dissatisfaction. He says, dissatisfaction fuels dreams. As we mentioned before, many successful people had difficult, impoverished childhoods. They felt humiliated. Their desire to rise above poverty and low social status was so intense that it propelled them towards their dreams. Even with such strong desires, circumstances will change. And so the author says, the dreams you carry and nourish in your heart are your most noble part. Those who stop dreaming, those who ignore their most intense yearnings, are living a life of emptiness and frustration. Don't, and I repeat, don't let this happen to you. He says, change your life by daring to let yourself be carried away by your dreams and to live out your dreams to the fullest. How important is that, right? Because it is going to take more than just dreaming. We can't allow our dreams to stay in our minds. No, we can't. We have to actually take them from the spiritual realm, our minds, and move them into the physical realms by writing it down, making it plain, and doing something about it. Ladies, have you started working on your dreams for your business for 2017? Have you started developing your strategy of how you're going to start off rolling in the right direction come January 1st? If not, there's no time like now to schedule some time every day to start working towards your 2017 strategic plan. Remember, it's best to plan on an annual basis, but because we're already in the month of December, simply write out what you would like to experience for the whole year and then work on just for first quarter what's in priority for that quarter, okay? That's very, very important. And now we come almost to the end of the show. I want to go ahead and talk about being grateful for unlimited business success. You know, we all have the right to claim success. No one person has the right to take success away from you or to say that I can have more success than you and you shouldn't have only but this amount of success. No, your success and your ability to achieve it and accomplish it is unlimited, right? And so therefore, you need to, first of all, claim your success, claim your ability and your power through your knowledge, through your talent, through your abilities to have that success. And ladies, you need to be grateful, extremely grateful for being able to be in business and for being able to create your own success. So very, very important. You know, I read an article, Working Capital, Every Entrepreneur Needs, right? And so the author of this article went on to talk about how we need to learn how to show excitement whenever we pitch our business and how we need to be excited about letting as many people know about our business. It's all a part of being grateful for having the ability to have unlimited business success. You know, that is why sometimes when we see so many people out there pushing their business and letting people know what they're doing, a lot of women have a tendency to say, I can't do that. I can't talk about my business or brag on myself day after day on Facebook or social media. But you're not. You're actually being grateful for being in business, which is so very, very important. And one of the ways to be grateful for unlimited business success, it's the first, start journaling, because journaling helps you to get in touch with yourself. It helps you to get in touch with your dream and take that dream and start building it outside of it just being a dream, but taking it to that next level and taking action to it. So in order to be grateful, you've got to know what are you doing? How is the business benefiting you and what's going on in the business? How can you use your talent and your knowledge to make the business better? And you can do that by journaling. And so I want to encourage you to journal 5 minutes a day, right? Just 5 minutes a day. And all you need to do is just start out your day in your journal with gratitude. Talk about what you're grateful for. You're grateful for being able to write an article. You're grateful for being able to post on social media. You're grateful because you're able to have a follow-up call with a customer, right? So you are so much further ahead than a lot of other women who are still just in the dream stage. They have not even taken their business ideas out of their mind. And for some women, that's been years, right? And so you should be grateful that you took your dream stage and you turned it into a business, and that now you have the ability to create unlimited business success. The next thing I want to encourage you to do, as you are grateful for unlimited business success, is to set your purpose, okay? What would make today great? What would make this week great for you? How could you take this week and do something totally different and totally wonderful in being grateful for your business success? And then I also want you to be more specific about your business success, okay? When you are saying that you want your business to be successful, talk about the amount of money that you want to make for the month. Talk about what your sales goal is going to be. Get specific about what it is that you want to do. Start writing it up and putting it all around you. Get a cork board that is just going to be your vision cork board, and you know, get different color of 3x5 cards and write in big writing specific things that you want to accomplish for 2017. As I'm sharing this with you, I'm looking at the space on my wall right in front of me where I am going to put a cork board, and I am getting ready to do and practice what I preach, get my different color index cards, and start writing specific things that I would like to see happen in my business from this point all throughout next year. So I want to encourage you to do the exact same thing. At the end of the day, ladies, being grateful confirms within you that you have the ability to create wonderful things in your business, and that you are deserving and you have the right to be as successful as you want to be. So being grateful for your business means that you're not bragging, but you're sharing and shouting out loud, here's what my business has to offer. Here's who I am. This is what I want you to know about me and my business, and this is how I can help you. And these are the challenges that you might be having that I might be the solution for. So, ladies, be grateful. Be grateful for unlimited business success and start seeing how it will come back to you, pushed down, shaken together, running over with a new attitude and a new way of being in business. Well, that's all I have for you today. I'm hoping that you have a productive and a prosperous week. Don't forget, it's time for you to start really settling down with that strategic plan outline and getting yourself ready for 2017. I want to wish you and your family a continued happy holiday season. And don't forget to check out that Running Your Business Solo teleclass. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful week, everybody. Bye-bye.